Okay, the last couple of points in Hilchos Borer. We've spoken about exactly how to define what a Borer problem is. Spoke about a mixture of types and a few different definitions of mixtures, a few different ways to figure out if something is types or not, shame, tam, things like that. And we spoke about different situations which may or may not trigger a problem of Borer, Ochel, different sizes of Ochel, commercial, not commercial, big schnitzel, small schnitzel, all these things. So just a couple of points in terms of how, let's assume you do have a mixture, you do have some Ochel, you do have some Soles, even if it's subjective Soles, whatever, and you want to figure out how you can get at the Ochel, so a few different ways to deal with it. One we mentioned quickly last time was if you can get rid of, if you have a tarobis and you can get rid of the tarobis, that could be your best bet. Happens all the time with like a jumble of silverware. If you just throw it out and toss it out on the table and spread things out that way, and you've been mivatel the tarobis, you've spread things out, and now you can go piece by piece and pick out the things that you need, get the forks, put them out, get the knives, put them out, things like that, because you're no longer selecting from within the tarobis, the mixture, you're just picking up individual items which happen to be lying in close proximity. Okay, so one of the things we've spoken about is if you remove some of the ochel together with the pcholas, you can avoid borer problems. This comes up, is brought up by the Taz. If a fly falls into a drink, then you can remove some of the liquid together with the fly, and then it's okay. You're actually using a spoon, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but they're removing some of the ochel, a little bit of the drink, together with the pcholas, avoids the problem of borer. So why would that be? So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, he extends it to similar cases, and the Chazon Ish comments and says, wait a minute, I don't understand. Your intention, what's your goal when you're taking out the fly plus a little bit of like soup or a little bit of drink? Your intention is obviously to be metakein the drink. And whether you take out the fly alone or you take out the fly plus a little bit of liquid, end of the day, you're ending up with a drink which is a metukan. So why should taking out a little bit of extra liquid help at all? You're still accomplishing the exact same thing. What have you added? Why is it better to take out a little bit of extra liquid? So we have machlokas the Chazon Ish and Mishnah Berurah. So whether this idea even works at all, the Chazon Ish obviously disagrees with the Taz. What is this machlokas based on? So this is something we spoke about way back at the beginning when we first started talking about borer. What is the hagdara? What's the definition of the malacha of borer? Is the yisr fixing the food, tikkun ochel, or is the yisr removing the psoles, separating between the ochel and the psoles? The Chazon Ish obviously holds the yisr is fixing the food, tikkun ochel, and if that's your perspective, then of course you haven't helped anything, you haven't added by taking out a little bit of the liquid together with the fly. End of the day, in both cases, you're ending up with food which is not metukan, you've been over on borer. But if you hold like the Taz Mishnah Berurah, the iser is removing the psoles or separating between the ochel and the psoles. Both of those perspectives would say that if I'm taking out a little bit of ochel, then I haven't simply removed the ochel. If I take out a little bit of ochel, then I have not actually separated between the ochel and the psoles. Either one of those two perspectives would lead to heter in this type of a case. So we have the Chazon Ish saying that heter doesn't work. Generally, we are comfortable relying on this Taz, Pesach Mishnah Berurah, that in cases, if you have a full tarobes, if you remove a little bit of psoles together with the ochel, a little bit of ochel together with the psoles, then you'd be okay. Chazon Ish, even the Chazon Ish, would agree to the heter in the following three cases. If you remove a significant or a large amount of food with the psoles, then even the Chazon Ish would not look at that as tikkun ochel, but rather dividing the ochel. You're not actually removing psoles, you're dividing the ochel. The question is exactly what's considered a large amount of food. Is it like one spoonful of soup is considered enough, or would it have to be like a good four, five, six spoonfuls of soup, pour out a little bit? How are you monitoring that? It's not so clear. Seems like if it's enough that you would separate the psoles and eat the food rather than throw it out during the week, that would be magdir's, like what's a significant amount of food. So if it's like a few drops, obviously I wouldn't waste my time to pick out the fly and drink a few drops, that wouldn't be worth it. But if it was a good couple of spoonfuls of soup or something, or if it was a good few mouthfuls of drink, then maybe there is a good chance I would be magdir to pick out the fly and, if it wasn't disgusting, drink that soup or drink that liquid. as opposed to throwing out, so that would, that amount would be enough that even the Chazon Ish would say that's dividing the food, or could be seen as dividing the food, as opposed to an act of borer. So that's one. Another one is if you eat the ochel that you remove together with the psoles, then that would change the hagdara from separating ochel from psoles to ochel from ochel. A good example of this, if you're eating fish with bones, if you remove a bone from the fish, which still has, so removing the bones from the fish itself would be removing psoles from ochel. Obviously that's going to be a problem. If you remove a little bit of meat, if you keep a little bit of meat on the bone, a little bit of flesh from the fish on the bone, then for the Mishnah Berurah, you just remove a little bit of ochel together with the psoles, so you're okay. Chazon Ish would say, wait a minute, that's not allowed, you can't do that. But if you then take a bite of the meat on the bone, then you've changed the focus from the focus being on the bone with a little bit of flesh, which is batel, to the focus being on the meat, which is ochel mitoch ochel, that would be totally fine. So there, if you eat from the meat, which is on the bone, if you eat from the little bit of ochel, which is separated from the psoas, obviously you wouldn't want to do this with a fly, but it's a good example is the bones of the fish. So that would be ochel mitoch ochel, even the Chazon Ish should be okay with that. Like we said, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean need that. Mishnah Berurah says it's already mutter, but this is to be matter afilu lefi the Chazon Ish. Third example is the psoas is only mixed with the immediate area and not the entire mixture. Then when you spoon out the fly plus, what you're really doing is not separating from ochel from psoas from ochel. You're really removing the entire mixture. Chazon Ish said maybe you could look at the case of the fly in the wine or fly in soup that way, that the fly is only mixed in with the liquid in its immediate surroundings as opposed to the entire bowl or the entire cup. Maybe a better example Rimon brought in his Sefer is a sticker on bread. And we mentioned before that if something is stuck to something else, if there's a connection through Dibuk, then it's considered Mu'urav, it's considered a Tarobes at the point where it's stuck together. So how much of the bread is this sticker, you know, like it has like a little sticker, is there like the date, the best buy date or the date it's supposed to be sold by so it's not stale, whatever it is, so how much of the bread is that sticker connected to or mixed in with? So it would make a lot of sense to say that it's only really mixed in with the area that it's stuck on, and it's not affecting the rest of the bread. So if you remove the sticker plus a tiny bit of bread around the sticker, what you've done is you haven't separated ochel mitoch psoles. What you've done is you've just relocated the entire tarobes off the rest of the bread. So you're not separating, you're just removing the entire tarobes. That would be a third situation where even the Chazon Ish would be matir. So in terms of practically p'sak halacha, when possible, try to be choshesh to the Chazon Ish. A couple of ways to do that, right, to take a bite of the ochel you've separated, that was the second case, or if possible, spoon out a significant amount. That would also be a way to be choshesh to the Chazon Ish, but mikra as in, you are able to rely on the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry? Yeah, the second one we said was, what we're doing here is we're removing a little bit of ochel together with the psoles, right? So I take out a little bit of soup together with the fly. Maybe a better example for this one is you're taking bones out of fish or bones out of chicken. Obviously, you're not planning on eating the bones. So the bone itself is considered psoles. The rest of the chicken is considered ochel. So if I were to just remove the bone, that would be straight psoles and tohochel. That's a big psoel. Like we said, our big klal when it came to borer is biyad miyad ochel mitoch psoles. And this is, if you did psoles mitoch ochel, you just remove the bone so that you're left with the chicken on the plate, that would be a problem. So one solution brought by the Taz is you just keep a little bit of ochel on the psoles and then you're fine. So in our example, if you have a little bit of chicken on the chicken bone or a little bit of fish on the fish bone, then you would be okay. Chazon Ish doesn't like that, but the Chazon Ish does admit that if you take a bite of the chicken which you left on the bone, you take a bite of the fish which you left on the bone, then we no longer see it as psoles mitoch ochel, but rather it's seen as ochel mitoch ochel. Right? Because how do we know that it's ochel? Because you clearly are machsh of the amount of chicken that you left on the bone, because you just took a bite out of it. You just took a bite of it. You took a bite of the chicken. You took a bite of the fish. Once it's ochel, mitoch ochel, as opposed to psoles mitoch ochel, it's no longer a borer problem, it's no longer a tarobes of psoles and ochel, of positive and negative, it's just a tarobes of both of foods, and really the same type of food, it's all chicken. So then it would be totally fine. Right, so we said the Mishnah Berurah, maker, I did, you are allowed to rely on the Mishnah Berurah, just one thing to point out, even the Pita Mishnah Berurah, the amount you're removing should be more than the amount which would naturally be removed, just by like pulling out the fly, right? Obviously, we're not robots, and we wouldn't be able to pull out the fly without any sort of soup caught in the spoon. Just naturally, when you're spooning out a fly, there's going to be a little bit of soup in the cup in the spoon. So you should make sure that you're taking a little bit more than that, so that there's some ochel there b'dafka. It's not just that there is ochel in the spoon, it's that you've taken out, in addition to what you normally would have taken out, you've taken out a little bit of ochel b'dafka. That's true for the fish in the chicken case. It's true for maybe peeling vegetables, peeling fruits. This would also come up. Fine. That is the ochel mitoch tefel, the heter of leaving a little bit of ochel on the thing, comes from that taz. That's good to know. Another thing which is discussed, we're not going to go so much into peeling vegetables. There are five possible reasons brought down why it's mutter. Right? You're allowed to peel apples, you're allowed to peel cucumbers, things like that. It is a question as to whether you're allowed to use a peeler or not, whether you use a kli miyuchad. So at the end of the day, we're not going to go through each one, but lemaisa. Okay. So yeah, so the mice have been peeling vegetables. Turns out if the peel is normally eaten or not. If the peel, it's let's say like cucumbers, apples, what else? Peels are normally eaten. Not too good examples. If the peel is normally eaten, then you'd be allowed to peel it, even not some chasuda. And you'd also be allowed to use a peeler. Basically, what we're saying is that it's not even a boiler problem in the first place. So even not some chasuda, even using a peeler, would be fine. If the peel is not normally eaten, say carrots, I guess, the peel would not normally be eaten, oranges, things like that, although there are people who do eat orange peels. I don't know if that would change in Matthias, but I was in Israel, I think, 2 Shemitah cycles ago, a long time ago, and I was eating an orange, my aunt and uncle's house, and my wife and him, eating an orange. And I threw out the peel. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's the peel. It's garbage. What's the problem? And they said, no, orange peels are not garbage. Orange peels you need to put in the special pach shvias, the special Shemitah garbage. I'm like, no, nobody eats peels. That's ridiculous. And they went to their closet and they pulled out chocolate-covered orange peels. And apparently that is a thing. People do eat orange peels. I tasted one. It was gross. But hey, it's the product. It's on the market. I guess some people must like it. So there are those people out there, thanks Quincy's, who think that orange peels are food. But I don't know if that would change that. Garland and Chavez, because England and Chavez, like, give me a break. No one needs orange peels. Okay, fine.
It's not normally peeled, you can't eat it.
Oh, so yeah. So if the peel is not normally eaten, then in, two things. It should only be done some of the Suda. That la alter condition or miyad needs to be met, and it should be done either by hand or with a knife. We're going to talk about silverware in a second, but you would not be allowed to use a peeler. The reason there would be that it's derech achila. The Torah did not say you're not allowed to eat things. It said you're not allowed to select from a mixture, and this would be called derech achila. But if it's derech achila, then you do need to check all the bowware boxes to avoid problems. Okay. Fine, the next one is using silverware, right? We've been speaking about for the past couple weeks already that one of the conditions for bowware is that you need to be biyad, it needs to be done by hand. The question is, how are we allowed to use silverware to, like, I don't know, eat chicken, eat fish, eat anything really? If we're going to be separating ochel mitoch solas using silverware, then we're not checking the biyad box. That should be a big problem. So the Gemara on Ayin Dalet, we've been referencing this Gemara the entire time. It was our source Gemara for the issue of Borer and the Hagdaros for the different Ethereum. He said that Gemara says that there are three basically levels to the Ether. says that you're allowed to do Borer Biyad. This is Rav Yosef. You're allowed to do Borer Biyad. You're not allowed to use a Nafa of the Kabra, a thief or a sifter. And if you did, you're Chayav Chatos. Then there's a third category, Kanon V'tamchui. Kanon V'tamchui are like these large pans, which you're also says, if you're not allowed to use them, then if you did, Pasar Aval Aser. So it's like a middle level in between Biyad and Nafa V'kavra is this Kanon V'tamchui. So the Rashi explains what's the problem of Kanon V'tamchui. Problem there is that it looks similar, it's Gomeh, to using a sieve or a sifter. It's a similar action with a similar result, so it looks similar to a sieve and a sifter, that's why it's Aser Mid Rabbanan, Chater Al Blaser, whereas using your hands is just not Derech Borer B'Kach, it doesn't look like Borer, it's not the normal way to do Borer, so that's why it's totally fine. Silverware is definitely not considered Dome to enough of a Kabra, it's not Dome to a Sieve or a Sifter, so it's not going to be included in the Derabanan of the Kanon V'Tamchui. Elamai, what's it going to be? It must be, it's an extension of the Yado. Silverware is just an extension of using your hands, and that's why it's totally fine. Bir Halach is a little bit of a different Kinesh. It says that the Heter is based on Derech Achila, similar to what we just said about the vegetables, as opposed to Derech Bereira. When you're using a fork and knife, you're not trying to separate A from B, you're just trying to eat food, you're just trying to eat your chicken, you're just trying to eat your fruit salad, or whatever it is, you're not looking to do Borer. And therefore, you avoid the problems. It's not considered not like Viado. It's just normal Derech Achila B'Kach, based on that those three levels in the Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin Dalet. In terms of what do we do practically, there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. One Mishnah Berurah said you're not allowed to use a spoon to separate oil from milk. Okay, that seems to say that it's not okay to use a spoon. A spoon would be derech v'reira. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah said you are allowed to use a spoon to remove a thick food from like a rotem, from a sauce or a liquid. So what am I supposed to do? Are spoons mutter? Are spoons not mutter? Is using a spoon a problem with borer or is it not? So Moshe Feinstein suggested a chiluk. It depends on how are you using the silverware. If I could theoretically use my hands to pick up whatever it is that we're dealing with, it's too far away, it's too hot to handle, I don't want to get my hands dirty. For whatever reason, I'm not interested in using my hands, but I could use my hands, then the silverware would be an extension of the hands, not a borer problem, right? The Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned, I could have picked up the thick food with my hands, I didn't want to get my hands all saucy, whatever it was, there the silverware is fine. If I'm using the silverware because there's a specific function which contributes to the separation between A and B, or select A from B, that's going to be a borer issue. Right? That first Mishnah Berurah, I need the spoon in order to get the oil off the top of the milk or the oil off the top of the soup. That I could not have done with my hands. So there, it's going to be a problem of borer to use the kli because I'm using a kli specifically for the purpose of being mivarer. So while we generally do passing the story like Ramosha, making the chiluk between why am I using the kli, it's important to point out there is room to be more makel, consider all use of silverware as extensions of a person's hands, since at most, based on that Gemara, the most it's going to be is the Nisa D'Rabbanan. It's definitely not similar to Nafa V'Kavra. It's definitely not using a sieve or a sifter. At most, it's going to be similar to the Kanon V'Tamchui, so it's at most a D'Rabbanan. Once it's only a D'Rabbanan, there is room to rely on the Kula, Mekra Adin. We're not going to Mekra Adin. You're going to try to be Mechalek when you're using silverware. Is this Derech Achila? I just don't want to get my hands dirty. Or is this different? Is this, I'm using this as a Maisa Borer, to separate between two things. But, I guess with the Eved, or I guess if you see somebody who is not aware of the chiluk, then there's room for them to rely on the chiluk. One more section we have time for, I think. Yeah. Okay. Is washing vegetables something which comes up all the time? Your parents do this all the time when they're preparing the Shabbos meal. You're going to do this all the time when you start going out for meals and you're making soups, you're making sides, whatever it is. Washing fruits and vegetables. Obviously, you don't want to have to do this as part of your Friday prep because Friday is already hectic enough as it is, don't need to add more stuff. So can you wash off fruits and vegetables on Shabbos itself? So why would this even be a problem? The Mishnah on Shabbos Kuf Mem says you're not allowed to soak vegetables, karshinin, you're not allowed to soak vegetables in water. Why not? So Rashi says using a stream of water to separate ktolas from ocha. First of all, you're separating the soils from the ochel, that's already a problem. If you consider the water to be a kli, meaning like a mechanical way of separating the ochel from the soils from the ochel, as opposed to using your hands, then you have two problems. Number one, you're using a kli as opposed to biad, and number two, it's soils from ochel. So yeah, that's a huge borer issue. It is a little bit hard to tell if this is borer deraisa or kain borer derabanan. Rashi says, have lei borer. Sounds like this is borer, this is deraisa borer. When the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both bring this down, the lashon that they use is different, it's a nuance, but it's important to pick up on. He says, Havalei Kiborer.
right? That chaf hadimyon sounds like he doesn't want to call it full-fledged borer. It's like ke'ein borer, similar to borer, how dome is that chaf hadimyon. It's always an important question to ask, but it sounds like the Torah and Shulchan Aruch think that it's a dirabana. That's obviously going to have important afkaminas down the line. Chazanish passes this way. The Chazanish says, if you want fruits or vegetables on Shabbos, stack of the Chazanish, wash them before Shabbos starts. Somehow, you get to, you go to all these Haredi families for Shabbos, and they have time to sit down, have like a nice potato kugel. That's why, at least when we went to B'nai Brak for Shabbos, the family that I went to had a nice potato kugel before Shabbos. Everything's calm, everything's relaxed. I don't know how they do that if they're also washing all the vegetables before Shabbos. It's pretty impressive. That's the stack of the Chazanish. This is what you need to do if you're going to have apples over Shabbos and you want to wash that apple. Make sure that actually the apple would be a bad example. You want to have a potato or something. I don't know why you'd have a raw potato. Terrible example. Peppers are often very dirty. If you want to be able to eat a raw pepper on Shabbos, make sure you wash it beforehand. So you could see a svara to say the other way. On the other hand, maybe we could consider the dirt on a fruit or vegetable like a klipa. We already said that you're allowed to peel an apple, you can peel an orange, you can peel a cucumber, you can peel a carrot, all these things. You're allowed to remove the klipa at least samach l'suda, because we said that's derech achila. If there's no other way to get to the food, it's fine. We should say the same thing for dirt that's on the outside of a fruit also. Maybe you can be mechalik between naturally occurring klipa and non-naturally occurring klipa, but that doesn't seem to be a chilek that was taken in the Gemara. So what's the deal? So many Achronim were actually master based on the Svara, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Obviously they need to deal with the Mishnah on Kuf Mem. What are they going to do with the Mishnah on Kuf Mem, which said that soaking these Karshinim or washing these Karshinim is going to be a problem? So you have two ways to be Mechalik. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that was not talking about dirt on fruit or vegetables, that was talking about dirt or pebbles mixed in among a pile of these vegetables, these Karshinim. There, it's a mixture. Normal rules of mixture are going to apply. One way of removing the pebbles of Soles from the Karshinim is to soak them in water, put them in a bowl of water, they'll float to the top. That's something that you're not allowed to do. However, turning on the sink, turning on the faucet, and washing off a vegetable from dirt stuck to the outside is a totally different question. That's like dealing with the peel of a fruit. That's mechubar, it's not mi'urav. Tarobas as opposed to a chibur. Okay, that was one answer. The Kosa Shulchan had a different answer. He was machalik between soaking and washing off. He thought that the Mishnah was dealing with soaking the vegetables, whereas what we're talking about is just washing it off. Washing off is derech nikayon, not derech borer. Okay, so a couple of chilukim, we do pass in that way. Even for the chazanish, if there's nothing noticeable on the fruits and vegetables, you just want to wash it off because cleanliness, I don't know, pesticides, whatever. If you just want to wash it off, but you can't actually see that there's anything on the surface of the vegetables themselves, then even the chazanish would say that it's totally fine. The mice, we do pass in that way. If there is something attached to the outside, we pass in, not like the chazanish, we pass in that you are allowed to hold it under a stream of water. You should do it samach l'suda, because there is a potential that we're dealing with a borer issue, so you should do it samach l'suda, but you should not soak it in water. One of the more lemaisa applications of this whole discussion is cleaning lettuce, right? So lettuce is probably the most familiar bug issue things we need to deal with. Everybody likes to make salad. Lettuce is an important part of most salads. So how are you supposed to clean lettuce if you didn't do it before Shabbos? First of all, just practically, it's just not fun to do with cold water. So just practically, it's a lot easier to do with warm water before Shabbos. But if you didn't do it, so you're going to have to use warm water because you can't use hot water in the faucet. So if your goal is to remove dirt and stuff, then it's usher to soak it. Like we already said, usher to soak if your goal is to clean it off. Instead, you'd have to hold it under the stream, samach l'suda, clean it off that way. If the lettuce is already clean and your goal is just to loosen bugs, and the way to do that is by soaking it in soapy water, then the soaking issue is not a problem. You're not trying to clean it that way, so there's no borer problem. Soaking the lettuce in soapy water, you're not actually removing anything. You're loosening, the soap is loosening the grip of whatever bugs are on the lettuce and making it easier to then get them off. So maker adin, that would be fine. The problem is, it's going to lead to killing the bugs. Not allowed to kill the bugs on Shabbos. The only ones you are allowed to kill is the lice. That's the spontaneous generation discussion. But generally, you're not allowed to kill bugs on Shabbos. So that's a separate problem. If the lettuce is bug-free, about the special chaslat lettuce or whatever it is, and it's also clean, and the only reason you're soaking is because it's a nice chumrah, you should go through the motions of soaking it just in case, then that's the only case where it would actually be mutter to soak the lettuce in soapy water and then wash it off afterwards. You are allowed to check a leaf of lettuce against the light. If you see a bug, then you can remove it along with a chunk of leaf. That's what we spoke about at the beginning of this year. Otherwise, it would be a problem close to itself. Ochel, so we would rely on the Taz to say that you can pull it off together with a little bit of a significant chunk of lettuce leaf, and that would be okay. Okay, there are a couple of other things. Samach Lasuda, it's important, like, what is the Hagdara of Samach Lasuda? We don't have time to talk about but basically as close to the meal as you can. Being normal, not being super neurotic, but as close to the meal as you can. And Borer V'Ochel, there's an important discussion about being mevarer while you're eating. Can you, like, pull away pieces of chicken from the bone and then take a bite of the chicken, as opposed to having to put the entire thing in your mouth and then take a bite to spit out the bones afterwards? So again, we have a chumer from the Chazon Ish. We're not gonna, normally we're not gonna pass in that way, but it is something to be aware of. Finally, the minhag of eating gefilte fish comes, the whole point of eating gefilte fish, the minhag to eat gefilte fish is meant to avoid this problem. Don't eat bony fish on Shabbos because the bar issues are so difficult. Instead, just eat gefilte fish, which is ground up, and you avoid all these difficulties. Yeah, sure.